Welcome to a year of magical living with me, Imogen Roy. This is episode 11, the could-do list. So in episode 10, I introduced you to the concept of expansion and contraction, the universal law that governs our world and all living things. And the principle that I taught you was to use everything, that when we understand and integrate this fact that we have inconsistent energy, we're going to feel different from day to day as we move through energetic cycles, whether that's a circadian rhythm that lasts one day, or it's an ultradian rhythm that lasts about 90 minutes, or a menstrual cycle that lasts around 30 days. These cycles are going to affect our experience of energy, and they're going to have expanded parts where we feel good, we feel energetic, we feel excited, we feel lit up, and they're going to have contracted parts where that energy wants to go back in. We need to refuel, we need to recharge, and we're going to feel a little bit more sluggish, a little bit more moody, a little bit more tired. But when we embrace the idea of cyclical living and we embrace the fact that we can use every single energetic state to serve us, even if we have to use our imaginations and we have to really think outside the box, it is possible. And when you are using every single energetic state to serve yourself, that unlocks a level of magical living that cannot be underestimated. It is truly the cyclical living superpower. So I would love to introduce you to a practical tool that you can use to start to harness your full experience of cyclical energy so that you are not wasting the expanded parts on tasks or activities that you don't love or that you're not really into, and that you can use the contracted parts strategically to tackle very specific activities, or bring that very specific contracted attention and use that to serve yourself. So the tool is something that I came up with. It's called the could-do list. And I'm going to explain why it's different from a to-do list. Now, a to-do list uses linear thinking. It operates from the maxim that all time is created equal, and we should perform like machines to get everything done. But we are not machines. And for human beings, not all time is created equal. We have very inconsistent energy and motivation, and that's okay. So we need non-linear systems and strategies to understand and manage our experience, or I would say superpower, of cyclical energy. And so that's why I created the could-do list. Now, I've created it as a free template on Trello, which is a product project management and organization tool, which you can get for free. And you'll find a link to download the template in the show notes, or even just to take a look and see if this kind of system might work for you. Now, the could-do list that I've come up with is designed to work less like a list and more like a menu of options, so that you can actually match your next task or activity to suit the mood or energy state that you're currently in, or would like to create by transforming the energy through doing this task. The could-do list, it's a tool to help you to check in with your own body, to flow with the energy that you have in the moment, and really start to practice the idea of right timing, of being aligned with your own energy, so that you can use everything right at the right time and stay in your flow, no matter how inconsistent or undesired your mood or energy is. The problem is that when we don't take into account our cyclical energy, we can set very high expectations for ourselves that we can't meet, which leads to a lot of inner criticism and self-shaming and frustration. And what also can happen is if we're using time management to organize ourselves as opposed to energy management, we can actually accidentally find ourselves using our best energy of the day, of the month, of the season, to spend doing things that do not deserve that high quality of energy, that are not worthy of that beautiful expanded energy and attention, such as, you know, starting the day when you maybe have clarity of mind, high motivation and focus, answering non-urgent emails or messing around in doing a task that doesn't require that level of highly strategic energy. So, how to structure your could-do list? Well, if you take a look at the template that I've made, you'll see that there are six categories. There's an initiation category, and this is for that kind of dreaming, creating, starter energy. There's the growth phase, which can be that outgoing, communicating, visibility phase where you want to interact with others, you want to get started, you want to collaborate. The third is what you might call a development phase, where you're really wanting to get stuck into something, whether that involves strategizing, planning, you know, when you have that really focused energy and you want to make decisions, you want to really gain traction on something, that's where you would want to list all the tasks or activities that are on your plate here. The fourth one is maintenance. This is when you're feeling a little vulnerable, a little tired, a little anxious, and you've got energy for tying up loose ends and kind of finishing things, but you definitely don't have energy to start anything new or have a very long presentation that you're giving. So the tasks you might put here might include things like inbox management or paying bills or scheduling content or tidying up your work area. And finally, we have the rest and completion phase. This is the end of the cycle, and this is the stage that we've tried to skip through, but actually can really enrich our lives if we take the time to stay here. When we're feeling a bit introspective, quiet, and this is maybe the energetic fallow period where you don't really want to do much at all, but you feel called to go within and kind of reflect on the rest of the cycle. So you might want to do a review of your past week or working month, maybe do some journaling or take a mental health day. This reflective evaluation energy can actually fuel us for the beginning of the next energetic cycle because we actually take the time to analyze what worked, what didn't, how do I feel, where did I drain myself, what was really lighting me up this time, and how can I do more of that? So if you want to play around with the could-do list, you can take all the things that are on your plate in your personal life, in your work life, and instead of having them on a long, unorganized, unprioritized list that never seems to get any shorter, is to place them in your menu under the columns so that when you are feeling energized, playful, creative, you're not sending that energy into your inbox unless you're writing a very cheeky, persuasive email, perhaps. But you're looking at your could-do list and going, okay, how can I use this energy that I have now to serve me best? I'd rather create social media content right now. I'd rather have a creative brainstorm with a colleague. I'd rather doodle and write down ideas in my notebook. And alternatively, if you're feeling in a contraction, you're feeling low, you're feeling tired, you're feeling like you can't do much of anything at all, but you do want to keep going somehow. You don't want to stagnate and you don't want to stop. You can look at your maintenance column or your reflection column and go, okay, how can I use this tender, internal, gentle energy to serve me now? One of the things, and I think I may have talked about this before, is that kind of premenstrual phase where we can get very critical, very agitated, very irritable, is I use my could-do list to use that energy in service of me and my business. So I may go back and ruthlessly edit some pieces of writing that I've done earlier in the month, or I might attack my budgets and, you know, kill off items that I think are a waste of money, or, you know, really use that criticism for good, because we all need some of that in our lives. And so that's an example of how you can use that energy that you maybe like less to still serve you and your goals. Another way to use your could-do list is actually to transform your experience of energy through a specific task. Because if you're feeling very low and anxious and out of control, you might find that deliberately bringing your attention to a very mundane, logical, repetitive task might give you that sense of control and movement that you're looking for. And through bringing your attention to that task, you might find that shortly your energy shifts. You start to open up a bit more. You don't feel so tired anymore. And it's a beautiful example of how our energy, it wants to move, it wants to transform. And we have the possibility to catalyze that transformation by using our attention in this very strategic way. Using a could-do list like this is just a visual reminder that we are change. And there really is a right time and a worse time to be trying to embark on something. Now, even if you lay out all of your tasks in the right columns and, you know, you're like, yes, I get it. So now I know I'm going to use the best energy for the more expanded states, and I'm going to use my contracted energy for these more maintenance tasks. That makes sense to me. It's not going to completely eliminate resistance. There will always be some things that push you outside of your comfort zone, and those shouldn't be neglected or forgotten. But at least you can stop trying to force yourself to do these really hard things when you're not at your best, and instead pick something else that's more likely to match that energy state appropriately, or even transform your mood. And when you have that transformed energy, that refreshed energy, you can maybe come back to that harder thing later. Even when we're using a could-do list, even when we're embracing and honoring our fully cyclical nature, and we're using everything, resistance does arise, and it's there for a very good reason. And in a following episode, I'm going to focus specifically on resistance and tools for handling it with curiosity. So I hope that you will join me there. So that's an overview of the could-do list, the practical magical tool for this week. Do look at the show notes. You'll find a link to the Trello template that you can take a look at. There are also instructions in there, as well as some questions for managing your resistance when it comes up when you're approaching managing your energy in this way. Thanks for joining me on A Year of Magical Living. Be with you soon.